Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Mark Silver with Heart of Business. Welcome to the Remembrance. I want to encourage you to go ahead and take a nice, gentle breath. And just notice how you're feeling. And notice how much spaciousness there is to feel exactly how you feel. You don't have to make space, because the space is already there. One of the things that can be hard to lean into is to really notice how we're being carried. Are we being carried? Or do we have to carry everything ourselves? Especially when difficulties pop up, it seems as if, oh my goodness, we've got to hustle and get into gear and work and make it all happen. And sometimes situations do call to really get to work. But even when you work, is it possible for you to sense a feeling of being carried? And so just take a moment right now and feeling if you have challenges, if you have work ahead of you, if there's feels like a mountain and a ball that you have to, a boulder that you have to roll up that mountain. Feeling the weight of that boulder and feeling the incline. Feeling the weight of all that you have to take care of. Just noticing all of that. And feeling the heaviness and the fatigue. And then bringing your attention to your heart, high up in your chest. Just beginning to call the name of the divine through the open doorway of your heart, without trying to change or fix anything. Is love available even here? Is the divine present even here? Is the hustle, is the push still being carried, still being supported? And your mind may want to jump to a, well, of course it is. Anybody who has a good spiritual understanding knows that that's available. But that's an intellectual understanding. I want to invite you to really feel the absence that you may have been experiencing. And just calling the name of the divine through the open doorway of your heart. As a Sufi, I use the word Allah. And you use whatever word resonates with you, whatever name resonates with you. And just remembering that when we call on someone else, we don't always get to choose their name, right? Other people have their own names. And that's not to say you should be using Allah. It just means that sometimes we look for a divine name as to whether it quote-unquote resonates for us. And when we meet a new friend, we don't ask that question. Does their name resonate with us? And so this is just to say that it doesn't have to be such a heavy burden or choice what name you use. Just calling on the divine or the source of love or Allah or oneness or whatever word you use. So many different names, so many beautiful traditions that are all pointing towards the same source. But that you do call out. Because when you feel the burden of the hustle, it's because you feel alone. And it might be a truth that the entire reality of Source is already within your heart, but you may not be experiencing it. You may already be experiencing the ego as constrained or limited, in which case the divine may well appear to be perceived as being outside that limited experience. And that's okay. Allah. Ya Allah. Just noticing. Are you being carried already? And what does that feel like? What do you notice about it? What does it feel like to be carried? What is the experience of your heart and your life and your business if it's carried already? Just letting your heart turn towards the source of the support. Turn towards the oneness. Turning away from what feels like a burden and turning towards the oneness. And you may ask yourself and search within yourself, is there some small part of you that still believes that there is some little thing that one needs to do? For instance, the image that's been arising for me is that if I'm riding on a bus, surely I have to at least climb onto the bus. And what if that's not true? What if I'm already on the bus? What if there is no bus and everything is already being carried? What then? What if that being carried, what if that support was there regardless of whether you were tense or relaxed, regardless of whether you did spiritual practice or not? What if that was just there? What if that was just the reality? I'm not asking you to imagine it or visualize it, but to be curious in your heart and in your being. What happens? What is right under your feet? What is right underneath your being? What is there, right behind and beneath your heart? And just continuing to call to the divine with this question, this curiosity, this openness. And what becomes possible for you and for your heart? What becomes possible if you no longer have to expend your precious energy carrying yourself or your business or any of your burdens? What becomes possible? What do you notice? What becomes possible? What is within your reach that seemed out of reach before? And then noticing any authentic gratitude or appreciation for anything that you might have experienced. And let yourself express that to the divine. And then, if you wish to continue with the remembrance, you may. And otherwise, taking a nice gentle breath, holding the remembrance in your heart, knowing that you can return to this in any moment, allow yourself to be carried back into your day. Blessings.